they can go ahead and clap for them anyway.
They can still applaud, though.
Usually if I wait until they're all done, then I don't get to say that. So, you know, I'm going to go ahead and sit down. You guys can get ready. Okay, all right.
It's alive.
So we got the first CDI put. Let's see, that's a basic.
See a lot of friendly faces out there.
You scary ones, most of them.
Except for that guy.
One, two, three.
I understand they're filming this as a documentary of what not to do with a guitar.
More serious, please.
One, two, I've got no...
Check one. No, I got my vocals.
We got there.
Check one, one, one. Check one.
Check, 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 check.
Check, check one, one, two.
I think it's
hey,
out
we're
there,
coming.
But not, no, we're getting there.
We're getting,
we're getting there, we're getting there.
Check one.
Get some sweet spots, please.
It's pretty good, they're all still here.
Check one, one, two, one, two, check one. Hey,
next
y'all.
Vocal,
check one, two, three, four.
And third vocal, please.
Check five, six, seven, eight.
We got a fourth vocal?
Soft talk, soft talk.
He can't count above 10.
So we have four vocals, four instruments. I'm good to go.
I'm not hearing this guitar. Thank you very much. A little less of this vocal. It's kind of...
It's right there.
Overpowering. Is everyone happy?
Mm-hmm. Happy. Oh, we didn't ask you. But that's good.
All right.
Well, just like their fathers before them, they pulled their lives from the sea. Just like their fathers before them, a fisherman's all that they'll be. Well, it's up in the darkness each morning, and out on the water by dawn, working the nets till their backs ache. It's a job that just never gets done. Oh, but they still go down to the water the way that they've done it for years. And they still go down to the water, the seas in their blood, the seas in their blood, the seas in their blood and their tears. They say goodbye to their families. They know they might never return. And the ocean, it shows no forgiveness. That might be the last lesson they learn. Oh, but they still go down to the water the way that they've done it for years. And they still go down to the water, the seas in their blood, the seas in their blood, the seas in their blood and their tears. Well, there is no doubt it's a hard life. It slips through the fingers like sand, but a fisherman never retires. and a fisherman understands. Oh, but they still go down to the water the way that they've done it for years. And they still go down to the water, the seas in their blood, the seas in their blood, the seas in their blood and their tears. Thank you. I'm going to do a little presto change out here, which probably will screw everybody up.
These two guys, we need to carry a phone booth with us so they can jump into the phone booth, jump out, disguised as somebody else. Al's going to come out disguised as a musician. That song was called The Fisherman. I love it when you look out in an audience and see like half of the audience singing your songs back to you. You know, it's like that Jimmy Buffett thing. That's wonderful.
Yeah, they have permission to do that.
Yes, you absolutely have permission to do that. That song was on our first CD that was called Doing Time. This is one off the second CD. The name of the CD is Eastbound Train. The name of the song is Eleanor. Eleanor never wore her skirts above her ankles. Her hair was red and from her head it fell in crimson tangles. She lived alone outside of town, no earthly roots to tie her down. And in her mind she drew the lines and evened out the angles. And the stars are in her eyes, she can touch them when she cries. She's known this from the start, because the moon is in her heart. Eleanor was here before the light of knowing found her. On cold, dark nights it gave her sight and gathered warm around her. She knew it then, she knows it now, that those who try are saved somehow. Beneath the tree she feels a breeze and wonders how it found her. And the stars are in her eyes, she can touch them when she cries. She knows this from the start, because the moon is in her heart. Eleanor will teach you more than you could give back to her. And you'll pretend to be her friend, pointless to pursue her. Get too close and she'll be gone. She knows that you won't wait that long. Some have tried the rest of life, but only one could see right through her. And the stars are in her eyes, she can touch them when she cries. She's known this from start, because the moon is in her heart, because the moon is in her heart.
Thank y'all.
Who brought the pollen along today? There we go. I wrote that song in my sleep, actually, one night when I fell asleep in a hotel room watching the movie Contact. So if you think about it, and anybody that knows that movie will understand where the song came from.
I wrote this next song in my sleep, too. Just because I didn't want him to outdo me. You see, we're going for the sexy look this year. We got the shorts on, and actually, that's as far as we went with the sexy look, but.
All right.
Let me make sure I'm not. This next song we're going to do is one, that's better. One I wrote for a little place called Jungle Trail down near where I live. It was developed to the point of obnoxia, and we used to go hang out, go fishing down there, and you don't do that anymore because I think they'll arrest you, or they'll at least take your bait away. Are you ready? He's ready. This is called The River Road. Sitting there, bare feet in an old lawn chair, cool breeze blowing through my hair on the river road. Cool shade and the warm sunshine, kids playing with the fishing line, mockingbirds and the dragonflies on the river road. Summer days we wasted there and didn't watch the time. Didn't think we had a care, they snuck up from behind. And then someone put up a gate, just another piece of real estate, sold it for $1.8 million. By the river road, big machines came and laid it low. All their money, you think they know. Took 100 years to grow trees on the river road. And I wonder if they know what it is they've done. Maybe they'll just walk away into the setting sun. Took a picture long ago of a place I used to know. You could watch the river flow along the river road. I remember sitting there, bare feet in an old lawn chair, cool breeze blowing through my hair on the river road. If you go down there today, there's nothing much to see. Nothing but the memories of things that used to be. Thanks a lot. Paul's making some funny noises. I think he slept with some possums last night or something.
No possums. It's fine when I got up this morning. It's actually fine till I got over here. It must be something that you people are doing. Well, this one has a lot of words, so I'll try to make it through it. But a lot of you, I think, know this song, so if I start, you just chime in real loud. This is a song I wrote a few years ago about Marjorie Kinnon Rawlings and Marjorie Stoneman Douglas. It's called The Creek. It's on our first CD. It's about Cross Creek and about the Everglades and about, well, you know what it's about.
Chasing the words that spin round in her head. Like the creek can explode without warning. You turn on a phrase that some neighbor had said. Life is a joy between birthing and dying. Crackers, black faces, and white jasmine blooms. Living is hard, but we soar in the trying. Between the swamp and the scrub, now there's plenty of room. We're like loose-eyed orange, they come closest together, where pictures are painted on words that we speak. We suffer our neighbors, our crops and the weather, but living's like heaven out here at the creek. And Marjorie stands where the grass flows like rivers, where birds fly like angels untouched by the sun. Thinks about progress, the thought makes her shiver. How swift will her river of grass need to run? So joy is the life between marshes and mangrove, gators and wildcats and white jasmine blooms. Living is hard, but we're judged in the trying. Between the swamp and the trail, now there isn't much room. Where the straits and the keys come closest together, where pictures are painted on Florida Bay. We suffer the cattle, the roads and the orange groves, but living's like heaven out here in the glades. Magnolia still grows, and its blossoms still placed on the table inside. She looks for her sister, she never did know, when they sail on her river of grass side by side. We're like loose unorange, they come closest together, where pictures are painted on words that we see. suffer our neighbors, our crops and the weather. But living's like heaven out here at the creek. Yeah, living's like heaven out here at the creek. We are climbing Jacob's ladder. We are climbing Jacob's ladder. We are climbing Jacob's ladder. Soldiers of the cross.
Thank you very much.
There's these little yellow flies around, and they know when you're playing guitar and you can't do anything about them. I can't believe they didn't hire a yellow fly officer for this weekend.
One more, two more?
One more?
I don't know.
I don't know how much time we have. We're just going to keep playing until they kick us out of here. 10, 15 minutes.
How much time do
we
have? Wow.
Holy cow, we gotta make some stuff up.
This is one that's on our latest CD, which turned out to kind of have a political bend to it, but we're trying to kick that habit. It's called I'm an American. Well, I go to work each day, and I pay my bills on time. I buy my sweetheart flowers on Valentine's, and I raise my kids upright. Yeah, they say their prayers at night. Don't want to pick a fight with you. Yeah, I'm an American, and there's nothing wrong with that. I drive a pickup truck, I might wear a cowboy hat. I don't want to rule the world or tell you how you should act. I'm an American, and there's nothing wrong with that. I work 6 days a week, and then I take my rest. Sometimes I think that this must be some kind of test. And I haven't had a break since I can remember when. I don't have time to hate my fellow men. Yeah, I'm an American, there's nothing wrong with that. I might have a union card, I might wear a baseball cap. I don't want to rule the world or tell you how you should act. I'm an American, there's nothing wrong with that. Well, I fly my flag with pride on the 4th of July. I bring it in at night, and I keep it dry. I don't want to start a war, there's not much worth dying for. If God's up there keeping score, well, we're all through. Voted for president, but my man, he didn't win. I don't have much to say about what goes on in Washington. Yeah, I go to sleep at night, and I wake up every day. I just hope those bureaucrats don't gamble my life away. Yeah, I'm an American, and there's nothing wrong with that. I'm not a Republican, and I'm not a Democrat. I don't want to rule the world or tell you how you should act. I'm an American, and there's nothing wrong with that. I don't want to rule the world or tell you how you should act. I'm an American, and there's nothing wrong with that.
This land is your land. This land is my land. This land was made for you and me.
I think we were censored. Thanks. Cut it out. Well, heck.
I know. It's too much, isn't it? Too much.
What do you want to do now?
We got them there. So simple. So we got, how many more we got? 1.5.
Confession or simple?
We got one. Let's do Abbott Ashley Gang. Ashley Gang. We had two written down here in case we had the time, but
we're not doing either.
We're not doing them.
Okay.
That's how badly we fight authority. We won't even listen to ourselves.
Nick.
How you feeling?
Good. I'm good.
Good. She's good. Okay, we're ready?
We're ready.
This is a song about a gang of outlaws that we stole a name from. It's called the Ashley Gang. Well, John Ashley grew up in the Everglades. He learned to hunt and fish, he learned the trapper's ways. And those that knew him said he wasn't all that bad. But those he murdered might just disagree with that. He took to robbing banks, he took to running rum. And of the 10 most wanted, he was number one. Seen the sheriff, he was always on his trail. But the long arm of the law could not prevail till the Ashley Gang went down. They went out looking for trouble, and trouble's what they found. Sheriff Baker made a promise before they laid him in the ground. He'd see the Ashley Gang go down. Well, I guess it was a family affair. Maybe progress was just more than they could bear. They never worked an honest job for honest pay. Three brothers and his father bit the dust along the way before the Ashley Gang went down. They went out looking for trouble, and trouble's what they found. Sheriff Baker made a promise before they laid him in the ground. See the Ashley Gang go down. And I guess some would say that John Ashley thought the crime surely paid. Sheriff heard that they were heading up the coast, beneath the cover of the darkness like a ghost. He decided that their spree would end right here. He would keep the promise that he chased for all these years.
They strung a logging chain right across the road. Sure enough, you know it stopped those criminals cold. Now some would say the sheriff murdered them in spite, but some believe there was one
hell of a fight
when the Ashley gang went down. They went out looking for trouble. Trouble's what they found. Sheriff Baker made a promise before they laid him in the ground. He'd see the Ashley gang go down. Yeah, Sheriff Baker made a promise before they laid him in the ground. He'd see the Ashley gang go down.
Thanks a lot. Very much. Enjoy the
day. Have a great day.
Stay warm. Stay cool.